For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. It is Wednesday morning. I looked down at my notes, and the way I log my shows is I have to put the day, and of course, the like I'll say Monday just for my own clarification, because I'm recording show after show, but I'll write then the date, 12/16/13. On all these notes, I've been putting 10/16, saying it's October. Mercy. It's almost as if these days have so flown by in these months. And you can tell where I am. I'm still in October. So, gosh. You know, audience, you must pray for me now. I pray for you. You must pray for me. Oh, my gracious. Okay, so it's December. Lord have mercy. Half teasing. I do know it's December. I just get a kick out of myself when I'm looking at this thinking, Anna, what are you thinking? It's October? Talking about the God of hope. Oh, I love this phrase. That's Bible hope, my friend, as I ended yesterday's broadcast. This isn't just, I hope I get a red bike. It's okay if you hope that. But that's the world's hope. Like maybe, it'd be great if. I want you to not just say, breath of heaven, hold me together. I want you to put Bible in there, God of hope. Romans 15:13. Now may the God of hope fill you with what? With all joy and peace. Watch this. In believing. Are you believing for something, my friend? If it's infused by the Holy Spirit, the God of hope will come along and just sustain you. This is life-sustaining talk, because it's Jesus. He says that you will abound, overflow in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Let's do it again. Romans 15:13. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you're believing, that you'll abound in hope, and it's all by the power of the Holy Spirit. See, Paul knew, well, there's a hope. I hope I get my red bike. Well, that's great. But then there's a life-sustaining, I want the God of hope to fill you. That changes everything. When you are going through something and you're asking God and you're believing, you have every right. In fact, you should pray, oh God of hope, will you show me if I should place my hopes in this? And by the power of the Holy Spirit, he'll let you know. It'll just stir on the inside of you. Why was Abraham, says in the scriptures, he hoped against hope? His body was, what was it, 98 years old, something like that? Well past the age of being able to have a child with his wife. He hoped, here we go, supernatural, because of the God of hope. His eyes were fixed on the God of hope, not on his body as if it were, you know, what does the scripture say? His body, though, as if dead. When you're with the God of hope, your eyes get fixed on God, not on the red bike. More tomorrow on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.